Up next, Yucca Mountain from a different point of view. When writer John Dagata moved his mother to the suburbs of Las Vegas, he began looking at the history of the government's plan to store nuclear waste deep in that Yucca Mountain. And the resulting book, About a Mountain, tells the story of Yucca and a suicide in Las Vegas, and in a way that that's parts reporter's notebook and part poetry. John Dagata is the author of About a Mountain. He's here with us. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks a lot.
It's you have wound a story of suicide and Yucca Mountain all together in a very interesting way that you have done it.
Yeah, well, I guess when I approached the subject of Yucca, I started thinking about the way perhaps since the 19th century we've wedded the idea of the scientific to progress, and how I think because of that, some of it's scientific catastrophes that I think have become some of our most potent metaphors.
Because we're running out of time, I'd like you to read a section of your book on page 85,
absolutely,
which begins, "Beyond the trees, a haze of heat."
Sure. This is this takes place on a hiking trip I take with Edward Abbey's son and my mom, looking out on a mountain onto Yucca Mountain. Beyond the trees, a haze of heat listed over desert. 50 wavy miles, then highway strip, then miles, then black encrusted ridges bumping silently from earth. So, Josh said, "What do you think?" "Of what?" I asked. "Of Yucca," he said. "Where?" "Straight ahead." "Where?" "That low range." "Really?" I asked. Yucca Mountain isn't pretty, and it also isn't large. From far away, the mountain's just a squat bulge in the middle of the desert, essentially just debris from a bigger, stronger mountain that erupted millions of years ago and hurled its broken pieces into piles across the earth. The Shoshone say that Yucca is the carcass of a snake, a giant desert creature that was trying to find a drink, collapsed there in exhaustion, rotted as it died. "Better a cruel truth," Edward Abbey once wrote, "than a comfortable delusion." So we climbed the mountain higher, and the spruce began to wither, and the bristle cones to gather, and the pitch of trail sharpened, and the edge of ridge straightened, and the soil whisked off limestone sheets and loosened them to shingles. Joshua pulled my mother quickly in front of him and said, "Watch it here. The path is narrow," as the path ahead began to fade, and then it disappeared.
You're listening to Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow. That's a beautiful, beautiful passage that you read there. What did you learn about? You didn't set out to write a whole book about these two subjects together, did you?
No, not at all. But I guess as I started saying, I think because these scientific catastrophes are such well-worn metaphors in our culture, I felt I needed a way to re-electrify our vulnerability to the metaphor. And so so I wedded it to another metaphor, to the death of this boy in Las Vegas, a boy named Levi Presley, because I imagine that that was perhaps a more intimate kind of metaphor that we might be able to understand.
Mm-hmm. You thought that to connect with the readers, you couldn't just talk about Yucca Mountain, but create a weave in a character, real person.
I think so. I mean, what's interesting for me about Yucca Mountain is that it is supposedly the most studied piece of geology on the planet at this point, and yet there's so much about it that we don't understand. I mean, I personally think it's the absolute worst place for nuclear waste storage, but there are still studies that were conducted looking at particular elements of the mountain that completely contradict each other. And so I'm kind of fascinated by this idea that we can surround ourselves with information. We can just pile up data after data after data and arm ourselves with facts, and yet still not be able to answer the questions that we have. And I think that suicide, not to simplify it, is the ultimate unknowable. And they seemed connected in that way.
Do you think we were in a state of denial about the mountain after we got all those facts?
I think we're in a state of denial still. I mean, that line by Edward Abbey, "A Comfortable Delusion," is ringing in my ears now. I mean, it was just a few weeks ago that President Obama pulled the funding for Yucca, just a few days ago that the Department of Energy decided to stop pursuing Yucca. But it was also just a week or so ago that the president announced the construction of a new nuclear power plant in the U.S. We seem to want the supposed benefits of nuclear power without having to deal with the waste. And it's... Mm-hmm. I think it's fairly irresponsible. I think it's actually pretty immature of us and typically American that we want something for nothing.
Oh, you've brought us full circle this hour because we started talking about nuclear power waste and about the president closing down Yucca Mountain. John DeGatta is the author of About a Mountain. Excellent read. Everybody who's read this will tell you the way he's weaved the story is fantastic. He's associate professor at the University of Iowa, where he teaches creative writing. I'm sorry we had an abbreviated talk with you today, but I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Okay. No, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Good luck to you. Greg Smith composed our theme music. We had help today from NPR librarian Kim Mileski. Surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com, where we have our video pick of the week. You can also find our video. Flora's got one up there about how you can make a guitar, electric guitar, for $10. Wow, I can turn that one down. Also podcasting and Twittering. And you could also leave us some tweets at SciFry, at SCIFRI, and the folks are always there in Second Life and participating all week in our podcast. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.